Hi, I'm Rose Farhat. I grew up in Liberia. In fact, I graduated from the University of Liberia, so I know malaria, and you can have it several times. And so on behalf of the children of Liberia, I would like to say thank you for this ministry. Thank you for being Christ's ambassadors. Liberia is the third country in the world that's most affected by malaria. In fact, 400 children die every day. And I think that's minimal. I think that doesn't include the areas that cannot be reached by cars, the rural areas, but the ones that can be counted, 400 children die every day from malaria. And that translates into about 800 grieving parents every day. Parents who have no access to pastoral care often. And parents who are in desperate need to know that there is hope in Christ in spite of their loss. Additionally, 45% of children who lose one parent from malaria become homeless. They begin to wander in streets where in a country there's 85% unemployment. And those children become preyed on for prostitution, and they become just much less than what God would have them to be. So malaria creates victims, not only physical victims, but victims of the soul. Malaria is a killer in so many ways. So I say thank you so much because you've made a difference. And I want you to put a face behind malaria. I want you to put my face behind malaria. I had malaria several times as a child. I was one of those children whose body was racked with pain, the darkness, the fever. It's like your head is going to explode. The pain is so great. But you have to wait. Your parents hope you'll get better, so they wait. And they wait and they wait. And because they see that there's no help in waiting, they eventually desire to carry you to a doctor. But how do you take a child to a doctor when you have no money? The doctor costs money, car fare costs money, and you already owe the government. You owe for taxes, for your hut tax. And so you as a child, you are praying to get better because you know your parents don't have the money. You're fully aware of that. They don't even have to say it. You know they don't have the money. And the thirst that malaria brings, you're so thirsty, but you're too sick to drink. Because when you drink, you become nauseated. So you're dying of thirst, but yet you're too sick to drink. Finally, the body becomes so deteriorated, the parent decides, we have to get this child to the doctor. And so I was taken to the United Methodist Hospital. United Methodist has a huge hospital in Banga. But when you go there, there's a wait. You have to wait. There were so many other patients before you, so you still wait. You wait for the doctor to see you. You wait for the medication. Then you have to wait for your body to respond to the medication because you're so malnourished, your body can't respond immediately. You still wait. And while you're waiting, you hear the cries of other mothers who lose their children while they are waiting. And you hear the scream. And you know the children because you grow up together. You go to school together. And you hear the cry. And you hear the scream. And you hear the sadness. And you go home. And shortly thereafter, you see the box. Put the child in the box and you see the grave. And you lose another friend. And you see another grief-stricken mother who is broken and torn and doesn't fully understand what happened. What really happened. So thank you. Thank you for making a difference. Because you see, when you come from a poor country, before you begin to dream, your mother dreams. Your mother dreams that her child will be more than what she is. That her child will have the opportunities that she didn't have. So thank you for making my mother's dream come true. Yeah. Because along the way, my mother saw many of her friends' children not make it. So I stand here as a product of my mother's dreams and my mother's prayers in the United Methodist Church, willing to reach out in Christ's name. So what happens now? You know, I think about the story in Luke 5, when Jesus told Peter to cast the net out a little bit further, go out into the deep. And I think the situation with malaria is so tragic that we as Christians have no alternative but to go out into the deep. Go even further. Do more than what we are doing. Go out in a step of faith. Because when Jesus told Peter to cast out the net, Peter said, look, we've done this all night. And we could say the same thing. The United Methodist Church has done this for a long time. A long, long time. And it's almost at the point you're saying, well, there's no more money and there are crises. So we best just tune it down. Let's just stay right where we are. But Christ said to Peter, go beyond your professional wisdom. Go beyond what you have done yesterday. Go beyond. Launch into the deep. You know, I truly pray that Imagine No Malaria hear the call. Because I know the need is great. It's beyond what any of us could imagine in this room. There is such a great need. There's a need to not only save with nets and medicine, but there's need to reach out to the souls of our people. Malaria is killing our people more than physically. Because if I've lost a child and no one tells me that there's someone who can heal my grief, I'm going to die. I may live, but I will not know the abundant life in Christ. So I pray that as Imagine No Malaria reaches out with nets and education and medicine, that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go with the nets. That the fellowship of Christ, of other congregations in this country, will go with those nets. So my people will know that there's a Christ who caused you to move and reach out to their needs. And they can know that Christ. And they can know the love of Jesus that caused you to reach out. And we too can reach out and say, yes, there's a God. There's a God who knew my sorrow, who knew that only he could lift me up. When Jesus called Peter, Jesus was saying to Peter, there's a duo. We can do this together. You and I, we can reach the world for Christ. And I believe Christ is still calling out to us as Christians, not only to take nets, not only to take malaria pills, but to take the name of Christ and to reach out in Christ's name. Christ is calling the believer to reach out into the deep, because there's so much more to be saved than human bodies. There is so much more. So thank you. I'm truly grateful. For I know had a United Methodist Hospital not been there, I may not be here today. And I say thank you for all the nets that you've sent. That we can say, yes, now there's only one dying a minute. But may God help us. So that no child have to ever die. And so that no mother may ever grieve in hopelessness. And so that our people will know that there are people behind these nets. In fact, there's a God behind these nets. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.